I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. As of late, the going thought has been that young adults are waiting longer to buy homes thanks to heavy loads of student debt. But a new study led by a Dartmouth sociology professor challenges that idea. VPR's Charlotte Albright has more.
There's no doubt that student debt is on the rise and home ownership by recent college grads is falling. What Dartmouth sociology professor Jason Houle wanted to know is whether student loans are what's keeping young adults out of the housing market. He says data from the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth suggests two more powerful reasons that young homebuyers are in short supply.
Student loan debt doesn't seem to be the primary thing driving these at all. What appears to be driving this is the fact that young adults are taking longer to transition to marriage and to parenthood, and these transitions tend to come before home ownership. And this is a big recession story. You find that the recession is kind of more responsible than student loan debt is per se.
Houle says the generation that came of age during the recent recession saw adults struggle to pay mortgages as unemployment rose. So younger people are understandably wary about taking that risk for themselves, especially because for many of them, jobs are still hard to find. And if they do find work, they often choose to rent rather than buy in case they need to move to stay employed. But Houle's data analysis shows that undereducated millennials can easily become what he calls boomerangers.
And the ones who are not employed full-time pretty quickly after attaining residential independence have a high risk of ending up back at their parents' front door.
Houle says some media have overstated the student loan problem by reporting the average debt burden, about $30,000, rather than the more typical median, which is about $15,000. That's still too high, he admits, and reflects a troubling rise in college costs. He hopes the study he co-authored with Lawrence Berger of the University of Wisconsin will spur conversation about whether we are asking young people to take unwise risks, borrowing too much for both education and housing. But Houle says it's important to look at all the factors keeping the dream of home ownership out of reach, not just student loans. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.